You are listening to the Uncanceled Podcast. We believe that Jesus came to set you free and nothing can cancel the truth of God's word. Now here's your host, the youth pastor of Impact Youth at Faith Church in New Milford, Connecticut, Pastor Joey Santora.
That's a good beat. A really good beat.
What is going on? Uncanceled. How are you guys doing? Thank you so much for tuning in.
Who is going on Uncanceled?
No. Your.
Yeah.
Did your. That made no sense to any of you guys. Did your plan your visit? But it's good to be with you guys today. Here's a good life lesson. Always read something before you put it on a sign.
It's good.
Always proofread something before you put it on a sign. And we're thankful for your eyes today, Brother Ben.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, it's a spiritual principle. No, I'm just kidding. It's just a good principle. Okay. It's time, guys. It's time. We're back and we're ready to do this. It is time to rate that crumble cookie. Here we go. All right, let me go.
No, just a single today. I just told him that there's no way that he doesn't get it right.
We got the Kentucky butter cake.
Yes, we've tried that one.
Dude, I actually kind of feel like there's some options here. You didn't did this a pie, right? Like clearly, right? It says key lime pie.
Yeah, but we also just had a key lime pie cookie.
Right.
But yeah, it's a pie.
Salted caramel cheesecake. Did you read the descriptions, or you just sent it?
I sent it.
This is gonna be fun. I'm gonna go with. So it's not Kentucky butter cake. We've already had it, and it was good.
I'm pretty sure I remember it being great.
It was really good. It was. I think we gave it like an 8. It was pretty good.
Season 1.
Pink donut is just not it. Like, you did not get pink donut on my rear end right now. It's either Rocky Road or salted caramel cheesecake. I really think you went Rocky Road. It's just so different, and we've never had anything like that before. Although I would enjoy the salted caramel cheesecake too, but I kind of feel like we've had something similar before. I'm going to go with the Rocky Road.
He's locking it in.
Hey-o! Dude, you know what they did on this? The photo shows marshmallow on the outside,
yeah,
but it's on the inside, but I'm actually for it.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a employee error or what happened. But you know, when I go
rock the road,
when I go to pick up the cookie, they always show it to you and they say, "Does this look good?" And one of them is just like, "No, it doesn't. Can you do it again?" That'd be pretty messed up. But no, the marshmallow isn't on top like it shows in the picture.
If I'm ever in another state,
you're gonna do it.
Because I don't want, because honestly, I don't know if this is everywhere, but at least the crumble cookie that's near us does not have friendly workers.
No. Oh, they always say hello.
Do they?
And like, they always say to me, maybe you go at busy times, because maybe. When I go at Thursday morning at like 11,
it's not super packed.
It's not super packed. And they always say like, "Hey, welcome to Crumble," and give me my cookie and then I leave.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah, me too.
I like Rocky Road a lot.
Do you?
I do.
I don't
actually
know if I've ever had Rocky Road ice cream.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh.
There you go. Oh, no. Oh, man.
Dude, I don't even think... Wait, I didn't get any marshmallow. Sorry, I don't care. I'm going to still go for it. And then I'll... I just might have taken another bite. Mmm. Yes.
Those are almonds, yeah. Almonds.
Mm. Like Pastor Al?
No, almonds.
When did you start saying that?
What are you talking about?
Almonds?
What?
Almonds.
What's the problem? What's the problem?
Anyone that's watching this right now is going to know exact almonds. Technically, the proper pronunciation. But the more common pronunciation is almonds.
I say almonds. I was just saying it weird.
Why did you not clarify that immediately?
I don't know, because you got so mad.
I did get mad. Because I've heard people pronounce it almonds.
Yeah, it's incorrect. It's very incorrect.
But technically, isn't it right?
Why?
A-L?
Nah.
So...
Almond.
Say this. Go ahead.
Almond.
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 Yeah. If you say almond, actual, you're weird.
Yeah, we already got one cut today. I'm not gonna say what I was gonna. I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say. Guys, this is a good cookie.
That's a good cookie. I enjoyed it.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed every bite. It was ooey gooey.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, no. I think that the chocolate is good. I think that you get hit with the marshmallow, and then you even get a little bit of almond crunch.
I really liked this cookie. Too much, actually. I think Rocky Road is an underrated, slept upon flavor. Mm. It's overlooked a lot. Like, when you go to an ice cream shop, they always have it.
Nobody's getting it. Hardly any people.
Hardly anyone's getting it, but why? Why are we not getting it more?
I don't know. I wonder if the critics say that there's too much going on in that concoction.
When I was younger and I was pubescent. Is that right?
Yeah.
When I was a pubescent, I used to be like, oh, I don't really like almonds. Mm. But then, like, I grew up and just became a man, and, like, I realized that, like, they're good.
It's a strong nut.
It is a strong nut.
Yeah.
You mean, like, can you explain what you mean by that?
Like, a cashew? That's not a strong nut.
You mean, like, okay. Because, like, obviously, like, an almond is, like... An almond is like is like crunchier.
Yeah.
Than a cashew. Yeah. Cashews are kind of soft.
Right. I think if almond and cashew are going like to the gym, almond is lifting way more than cashew.
Is that what you meant by that?
Yes.
You didn't mean flavor profile.
No. I meant characteristics.
Okay. I thought at first you meant flavor-wise, and I was kind of like, I feel like it's about the same.
Yeah.
Peanuts are the strongest flavor profile, I would say.
Yeah, I can get behind that. No, I meant like, you know, I'm personifying an almond, and it's a stronger nut than like a cashew.
You ever have peeled almonds?
I don't know if I've ever had that. Is that a thing?
I guess I never really have. I've never had them either. I've heard like you know how like almonds have like the outside layer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I think that they sell those. I've never had them, but I think that they do.
That's weird.
Yeah, it feels like just grow up a little bit and eat the outside.
I agree.
Dude, what about pecans?
Soft.
What about like?
But good. I like a pecan.
The pistachio is getting you.
See, because that's one that you could tell me that you pronounce it pecan.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is for sure.
But I would call it a pecan pie.
I feel like if you say pecan, The thing that I have trouble with is it makes you sound like an uppity rich person when you say pecans. Sure. So I don't want to say that because it sounds like that.
Because you sound either uppity and rich if you say pecan, or you kind of sound like a hillbilly if you say pecan.
If you say pecan, absolutely. There's no middle ground. That is a no middle ground. Like what if you combine the two?
How?
Pecan.
Yeah, you just sound like you have issues.
If she was a senior last year and she's a senior this year, what does that make her? Me and Ben went to high school with this person that like, it was like really weird. They were like being really annoying about their age. And they just kept emphasizing the fact, like the year before they were like, I'm a senior. And then they were like, oh, I'm a senior again. And we were like, in our minds, we're like, did you get held back? But she insisted that she never said she was a senior the year before. And that she said that she was a junior. And I was like, that's not true. But she was being really annoying about it. And I said to Ben one day, I said, if she was a senior last year and she's a senior this year, what does that make her? And Ben had quite a funny response that I won't say right now.
You remember where we were? We don't have to say, but do you remember where we were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, good times, man. This had nothing to do with Rate That Crumble. This has been the longest, weirdest Rate That Crumble cookie that I think that we've ever done.
I think so. I'm gonna go 8.5.
You're just gonna put it out there like that? You're not even gonna 3-2-1 me?
Yeah. It's been a weird rate that.
I'm going to go for a 9. I really enjoyed this cookie. I really liked it. The chocolate was rich and different a little bit.
It was different, right? Good. Yeah, in a good way.
It was almost like you thought it was dark chocolate, but it was too sweet to be dark chocolate. And it was really nice. It was really rich. The marshmallow was super nice. Honestly, I'll give this complaint. I have this complaint against it. It's called Rocky Road, yes?
Yes.
That means that the texture should be rocky or like should be like, what would that be?
Crunchy.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
I could have used some more chips and almonds in there. So I'm going to go for a 9 for those reasons. And for those reasons, I'm still in.
Yeah,
but it's a good cookie. I would recommend going and trying the Rocky Road this week. I have no idea how long that rate that is. I have no idea how long it will be after the edits, even too, because we laughed for far too long on this one. So watch it be like 3 minutes, and people are like, "What are you talking about?" Thanks for tuning in to Rate That Crumble Cookie. We'll see you next time. Welcome to the teaching portion of the Uncancelled Podcast. We just had a great time on Rate That Crumble Cookie. Probably too much fun. But today I want to talk to you about finding a spiritual father or mentor. Finding a spiritual mentor or even a spiritual father. And so I'm going to title this Finding a Spiritual Mentor because very few people understand what a spiritual father really is. So we're going to talk about finding a spiritual mentor. There is a difference between a mentor and a father. There is a difference between a mentor and a father. The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14. I'm going to read this to you. It says, I am writing this not to shame you, but to warn you as my dear children. This is Paul writing to the Corinthian church. Even if you had 10,000 guardians in Christ or 10,000 mentors in Christ or 10,000 teachers in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. You know, this scripture shows us a couple of things. First off, you can have many mentors in the faith, but very few fathers. You don't just have like 1,000 spiritual fathers. The same way that you have one natural father, you have one spiritual father. One spiritual father. You don't have all these different spiritual fathers that you have. You have a spiritual father. And the Apostle Paul was a spiritual father to the people at Corinth that he was writing to in the book of Corinthians. And he tells them, you have many mentors, you have many teachers, but you have one father. And the reason why Paul was writing this is he was writing this as a warning to the people in Corinth who were hearing lots of different teaching from different people. They're hearing lots of different teachings from different people. And he was saying, basically, don't just listen to what everybody has to say. Don't just listen to what everybody has to say. For you have many mentors, but few fathers. Many teachers, but few fathers. So there is a distinct difference between a mentor, someone who is merely just a mentor, which is still a big deal. I don't mean to minimize it when I say merely. But there's a difference between spiritual mentor and spiritual father. Your spiritual father, biblically, is the person who birthed you and raised you in the things of the Spirit. Birthed you and raised you in the things of the Spirit. It is the person who made you who you were in the Spirit. It is the person that you connect with for the rest of your life spiritually. They are your spiritual parent, your spiritual parent, your spiritual father, your spiritual father. There is a difference between a mentor and a father. Mentor and a father. Understand this. In any mentorship or any spiritual father, spiritual son relationship or spiritual mother, spiritual daughter relationship, you can even say, understand that there is reciprocation. There is reciprocation. You know what? Go to 2 Kings. Go to 2 Kings. Or I'm sorry, 1 Kings. Go to 1 Kings 19. I'm just going to look it up online. 2 Kings chapter 19. I'm going to read in the ESV if any of you are looking this up too. So this is speaking of Elisha when it says, So he departed from there and found Elisha, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him. And he was with the 12th. Elijah passed by him and cast his cloak upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you. And he said to them, go back again, for what have I done to you? And he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the yokes of the oxen and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him. So what happens here? You have Elijah, the spiritual father or mentor, but the spiritual father would be the greater title, because when Elijah goes up to be with the Lord later on in 2 Kings, Elisha cries out, my father, my father. And so we see that there is a spiritual father to son relationship between Elijah and Elisha. But Elijah, he goes and shows interest in Elisha. He throws his cloak on him by basically saying that he wanted to be his father. He wanted to be his mentor in the Lord, that he felt a connection point. In response, Elisha responds, and he burns his plow. In other words, he gets rid of all of his other stuff. He says, I'm not going to be worried about this anymore. I'm going to leave everything else behind and I'm going to pursue the call of God for my life. And then he goes and he follows Elijah and assists him. There was a reciprocation that took place. The father was interested. The son was interested. You cannot just claim someone as your spiritual father. You cannot just claim someone as your spiritual son unless there is a reciprocation. Some random guy in Utah right now, probably a Mormon, can't just randomly stand up and throw his hands to the air and go, Joey Santora is my spiritual son. No, I'm not. You didn't birth me in the spirit. There's no connection point. There's no reciprocation. Reciprocation. There we go. You can't just do that. In the same way, I can't just go and claim somebody as my spiritual father unless there's a real connection point that I'm making with that individual. It is a special relationship where someone raises you in the Lord and raises you in the Spirit. Spiritual fathers. Unfortunately, this generation is a fatherless generation. And I don't mean that just in the natural, although obviously we do know that there are a lot, that there is a fatherless generation that's out there. In fact, lots of kids in today's generation grow up without natural fathers, but there is also a fatherless generation in the spirit. There are people in the ministry. There are people in Christianity, not just the ministry, people in Christianity that are growing up in the Lord without any type of mentor or father in the Lord. Without any type of mentor or father in the Lord. Without anyone to be able to help them. Without anyone to be able to correct them. That is dangerous. It is dangerous for any man or woman to be walking this earth without anybody to correct or guide them. Very dangerous. That's how bad things happen a lot of times. People either don't receive correction, they don't receive teaching, or they were told a correction, or they were taught teaching, and they choose to not apply it to their life. But it is very important to have mentors and to have a father or mother in the Lord, or father and mother in the Lord. It's important to have those things. It's important to have these relationships. It's important to connect yourself to somebody. It's important to humble yourself enough to say, I want to receive from this individual. This person has helped me in my life, and therefore I want to receive from them. This person has helped me in my life. They've birthed me. I want to submit myself to them. I want to honor them as my spiritual father. But remember, you can also have a mentor. You can have mentors outside of your spiritual father. Think about it like this. Your spiritual father is also a mentor to you. But your other mentors are not also your spiritual fathers. A spiritual father is a type of mentor, but it is the highest level of mentoring per se. They are the predominant voice that you allow to speak in your life. Your spiritual father. That's what Paul was saying to them in 1 Corinthians 4. He says, you have many teachers. He's like, but you have one father. In other words, Paul was saying, I am the voice. I am the voice that you're to listen to. I am the voice. Now, obviously, this is not charged for spiritual manipulation, and Paul understood this. Don't be mistaken. If somebody is a spiritual father to you and they tell you something that disagrees with God's word, you side with the word of God. In fact, watch this. Paul says this earlier on in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, now, brothers and sisters, I have appealed or applied these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, so that you may learn from us the meaning of the saying. Watch this. Do not go beyond what is written. Do not go beyond what is written. In other words, Paul was even making note to the Corinthian church that you are not to believe anything or go beyond what the word of God says. You are not to go beyond what is written. Some people try to argue, you know, we can go outside the Bible. You know, the Bible nowhere says that, you know, it's the only source. This is one evidence of that. There's other evidences of seeing that we know that the Bible is the only thing that is cited as the authoritative word of God. The word of God is the Bible is the only thing that is the authoritative words of God. But he says, do not go beyond what is written. A spiritual father should not be somebody that manipulates you to just do whatever they want to do. That's not a spiritual father. That's a manipulator. So a mentor is not somebody that just makes you do whatever they want them to do. In fact, if you have a father in the Lord, or you have mentors in the Lord, and if you don't, keep this in mind as you're looking for them, they should understand that they don't control your life. You know that parents don't even control their kids' life? Parents, to a degree, up until the time that in America somebody's 18 years old, they leave their house and they start their life, they have a level of control over their kids' life. But eventually, kids have to make their own decisions. My father doesn't control my life. Pastor Frank does not control my life. He doesn't just say, okay, Joey, you can eat now. Okay, Joey, you can do this now. Okay, you can preach this. Okay, you can do that. He doesn't do that. Now, he gives me advice. He advises me, and he tells me things as my father that, you know, my natural father. He advises me in those things and talks to me as a good parent should. But He doesn't control my life. In the same way, a spiritual father and a mentor should understand that they do not control your life. Now, there may come a point where if a mentor or a father notices that you don't receive their advice anymore, they may say to you, listen, you don't have to listen to anything that I have to say, and I understand that. But if you're not going to listen to anything that I tell you, if you're not going to listen to any of the advice that I give you, then what's the point of me mentoring you? What's the point of me giving you any advice then? Because you're just always going to do the opposite. It's a waste of my time and it's a waste of your time to be able to be doing that. That's a fair point to be able to say. But you don't have to listen to everything that they tell you to do. You should, let me put it like this. You don't have to obey everything that they tell you to do in the sense that, you know, if they tell you, I'm telling you, you need to pray in the morning. You only need to pray. If you pray at night, that's bad. You know, only the morning. I should listen to my mentors, listen to my fathers in the Lord, and consider their advice every time that they give it. Every time I should consider it. But I don't always have to do what they tell me to do. Hopefully that makes sense. You don't have to do what they tell you to do. You should always consider, and if your spiritual father or your mentor starts saying a lot of really weird stuff, you should really reconsider them as a mentor or as your spiritual father in your life. But that's we might get into that just as we go. A mentor, and specifically a spiritual father, is someone who is older than you. Now, mentorship can be different in this area. If somebody is older than you or has a more mature spirit than you, but is younger than you in age, they may be somebody that you still look up to. There are people that I have as youth leaders that are older than me in age, but they look up to me as a mentor in the spirit. They look up to me as a mentor in the spirit. That's different. Mentorship sometimes actually is that somebody might be younger, but you still look up to them. They're younger than you, but you still look up to them. They're the same age as you, but you still look up to them. So there could be a mentorship. In fact, many times there are what I would call friendships that have an element of mentorship, where you're friends with somebody, but there's like an element of mentorship also in your friendship. But understand that a father is never somebody who is the same age as you or younger than you. I had a 55-year-old ask me to be their spiritual father one time. I politely declined. I was like, I don't really think that makes a whole lot of sense because, you know, I'm 24 and you're 55 and that's just weird. You come to your spiritual father, tell me how did you raise your, you don't have any kids. It's just a little bit weird, you know, to be doing stuff like that. Yeah, it's just weird. It's just weird. The Bible says to let the older teach the younger in the book of Titus chapter 2. It says, let the older teach the younger. It's important that your spiritual father be older than you. Now, again, you may have a mentor that is, younger than you or the same age as you. But even with that, be careful with that. Be careful with that, those types of things. Make sure that you know that it's somebody that is mature in the Lord, somebody that knows the word of God, somebody that follows Christ, somebody that produces fruit in their life. Let's talk about that for a second. I'm kind of just going off the cuff today, if you can't really tell. I have some notes in front of me, but I'm kind of going off the cuff today, just kind of talking out of my spirit about this. Why is someone your spiritual mentor that has literally done nothing? Why is someone your spiritual father or mentor if they literally produce little to no fruit in their life? Why is that your mentor or a spiritual father? The Bible does call us to be fruit inspectors. The Bible talks about that we will know them by their fruit, speaking of false prophets specifically. But this shows us a spiritual principle that it's not wrong to analyze the fruit of a person. Yeah, I have a mentor. I have a lot of mentors in the faith. I have a lot of mentors in the faith. Somebody who is a very big mentor in my life is Pastor Ted Shuttlesworth Jr. Why is he a big mentor in my life? There's a lot of reasons that I can get into. But one of the reasons I want him to be a mentor in my life, and a very big one, is because he produces fruit. He does great things for God. He travels and preaches at places. People get touched and healed in his services. There are people that, he pastors and he pastors well. I watch the way he interacts with people with kindness and love. I see all those things and I go, that's somebody I want to mentor. That's somebody I want to mentor me. Not some guy that just is really creepy and, you know, comes to my church and for some reason only the girls call him the spiritual father. That's not who you want as your mentor. It's not who you want as your father. You want somebody that actually produces fruit in their life. What type of fruit? A couple different things. Fruit being the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You should look for those fruits in their life. Fruits as opposed to their effectiveness for God. Doesn't have to necessarily be a minister, but I would say in the case of a spiritual father, we really only see examples of people who are ministers being spiritual fathers. We see men, you can be a mentor of somebody and not be in the ministry. But as far as it pertains to spiritual fathers, you really see only ministers being spiritual fathers. Because usually it's a minister who births somebody in the spirit. Because that's what a spiritual father is. That's what a spiritual father is. As it pertains to a spiritual father or a mentor, here's why it's important. They can offer you wisdom so that you don't have to make a mistake. An example of this is Moses. He had a father-in-law named Jethro. And in Exodus chapter 18, verse 17 through 21, Jethro sees Moses super stressed out. And he starts talking to Moses. And he tells Moses, Moses, you can't try to handle every single problem. You can't deal with it. You cannot possibly deal with every problem that's going on in Israel. There's so many people here. Instead, do this. Delegate responsibility to other godly men to be able to handle other matters. And if things are really important, it'll come to you. Great advice. He just gave pretty much what every leadership book had, the Word of God had, thousands of years ago. The Word of God had thousands of years ago. Over 2,000 years ago. Over 2,000 years ago, the Bible has that. Because Jesus came 2,000 years ago. Over 2,000 years ago. The book of, what was that? Exodus? The book of Exodus was written long time ago. Very long time ago. The Bible has had it for thousands of years. A principle of delegation that people talk about in leadership. And the way Moses discovered that was by a mentor. In this case, it was his father-in-law coming along him, providing wisdom that he didn't have on his own. Spiritual fathers and mentors can provide answers to you and guidance to you that you desperately need. This is why it's important to have them around. One of the reasons they can help you and guide you. I've been caught in situations before and I haven't known what to do. And I've asked different mentors that I have. What should I do? Should I do this? Should I do that? You know, what are your thoughts? And they've been able to provide wisdom to me from the Word of God and from their experience. And I'll tell you this, a good mentor will never let their experience usurp the Word of God. They may share their experience, but they won't let their experience usurp the Word of God. Their experience will either confirm the Word of God. Their experience will confirm the Word of God. Or they'll share something where maybe, you know, there'll be a biblical principle that they'll grab and then they'll share a experience in their life. This is the importance of fathers, mentors. Get them in your life. Find them in your life. This should go without saying, but a spiritual father should be somebody who follows Christ. A mentor should be somebody that follows Christ. The Bible says, follow me as I follow Christ. That's Paul speaking. The minute that a mentor or a father stops following Christ, you stop following them. Why? Because it's follow me as I follow Christ. I've had the privilege of being able to mentor a lot of young people. And many of you are probably watching this podcast. Can I tell you this? If I stop following Christ, stop following me. Simple. If I stop following Christ, stop following me. I was talking to AJ, our Wolcott youth pastor, and we were talking, and AJ and I were talking about this. If I stop following Christ, stop following me. There's no reason, there's no more reason to follow me anymore. Because only follow me as I follow Christ. Amen? Follow me as I follow Christ. Something else you should look for in a spiritual father is it should be somebody you want to be like. A mentor or a father should be somebody you want to be like. If you look at somebody and you're like, yeah, I don't want to really be anything like them, you probably shouldn't have them as a mentor in your life at all. The Bible says that everything produces after its own kind. When God created the earth, he in Genesis 1, he consistently says, each producing after its own kind. This is a law. This Pastor J.D. Farina, who has helped me and mentored me in many areas, he's a youth pastor in Pennsylvania. He told me, Joey, everything produces after its own kind. If you want your students to be like this, you need to be like that first. Everything produces after its own kind. If I sit under somebody, I should want to be like them because everything produces after its own kind. Elisha wanted to be like Elijah. Elijah asked, what do you want from me? He said, I want a double portion of your spirit. He wanted to be like him. So much so, he wanted a double portion of his spirit. You should want to be like the person. If you don't want to be like them, stop letting them be a mentor. Don't feel bad about not letting someone be a mentor in your life. Someone comes up to you and says, I just feel like God wants me to mentor you. If you don't feel it, don't do it. I'm just telling you, I keep it real. You know, I just really feel like God wants me to mentor you. Like you should come over my house alone with nobody else. And I should mentor you. Mentor you. I believe in the laying on of hands very strongly. That's a sign that you should run. In fact, you should come find me if I'm your youth pastor or whoever your pastor is and say, that person is a freak. They need help. That should not be your mentor in the spirit. That should not be your mentor. Should not be your father in the Lord. Someone that you want to be like. Someone you want to be like. You don't have to say yes to somebody if they offer to mentor you. You don't have to. Usually what I've noticed with real connections that are of God is they start to happen naturally. And really and truly what I mean by naturally is God brings it together and you start to just see it come together. And then all of a sudden it becomes something. It almost is something before it officially is. I saw this happen with one of my mentors, and it was like I felt the Lord drawing me to them, and I began to kind of connect myself. And so I kind of started to attend their meetings a little bit and started talking with them. I felt to sow a seed to them, to honor them, so I did. And then they started to talk with me, and we started to talk more and more and more. And then it kind of became something where it was official, like I want to be connected. I want to be connected. That's how those things happen. It should be somebody that sets you up for success. Elijah taught Elisha everything that he needed to know. Everything that he could give him. Someone that wants to set you up for success. Paul taught Timothy. Someone that sets you up for success. Somebody full of faith in the Holy Spirit. Somebody is not full of faith and victory. Don't let them be your mentor. The Bible says that Stephen was a man full of faith. And he was a deacon of the early church. Someone full of faith, somebody that's full of the word of God. They know the word. Someone that knows the word. Someone that knows the word. Somebody that's full of the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit and power. That's who you're looking for. Do yourself a favor and find yourself a mentor. Eventually you'll find a father in the Lord or mother in the Lord. And girls, I would encourage you, find a mother in the Lord. I talked a lot about fathers during this time, but the same principles apply to mother, like spiritual mothers. It's the same thing. The reason why is because you should really be receiving in a one-on-one setting from the same sex. Two, the same sex from either a male or a female. Your biological sex. Right, Ben? You should be receiving from the sex that you are. Because things can start to get very weird. Things can start to get very weird when it starts to become, you know, I would be very wary if somebody just one-on-one mentored a female that was like a man. I'd be like, probs not. Same thing with a woman to a man. Now, that's not to say that a man can't have a spiritual mother or that a girl can't have a spiritual father. That's not what I mean. But you're not going to like be like one-on-one hanging out with each other and stuff like that. You have to be very conscious of those types of things. Don't let someone take advantage of you as a mentor or a spiritual father. If you feel like they're starting to take advantage of you, don't just sit there and let somebody spiritually manipulate you. You feel in your spirit to do something. You feel to do this. You feel to do that. And I command you with the authority of God to not do that. If they don't have scriptural grounds to do it, then I would say that that's cause for concern of spiritual manipulation if somebody does that. Now, if they have the word of God on their side and they say something stern to you like that, like you're like, you know, I just want to move in with my boyfriend right now, you know, all that type of stuff. Oh, I want to move with my girlfriend right now. They turn around and they say that's sinful. What are you doing? That's wrong. You should not be doing that. If they do that, that's different. But even in that, if they were to like take you and like kidnap you to keep you from doing that, that's a problem. Legal problem too. You don't want people that are trying to control your life. Fathers and mentors are not meant to control your life. They're meant to guide your life. I am not responsible for what people that I mentor or that eventually I father in the Lord. I'm not responsible for every single one of their actions. I do my best to raise them the way that I can, to teach them the way that I can. But at the end of the day, they have to make their own choices and there's nothing that I can do about it sometimes. It's just the way that it is. Find yourself a mentor, and eventually a father or mother in the Lord. And God will bring those people into your life. When you feel like you have a mentor, do everything that you can to be like a sponge and absorb whatever you can from them. Do your best to do that. Absorb whatever you can. I hope that this teaching blessed you guys today. That's all that I have for you today. I feel like this is important though. Find yourself a mentor. Maybe they're already in your life. Make a point to connect yourself with them. Love you guys. I hope that this encouraged you today. And we'll see you back here next week.
Thank you for listening to the Uncanceled Podcast. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by the teaching today. If you are between the grades of 5th through 12th grade, make sure to check us out in person at Faith Church in New Milford, Connecticut, every Wednesday night from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Be sure to tune in next week for another weekly podcast from Uncanceled. God bless.